Hi.
Hey Ben, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good, thanks for asking. Just had lunch.
Oh, good.
Oh
I'm looking forward to dinner.
it is almost, was it almost through 4 o'clock for you?
Yeah, about 4.
When do you
Okay.
normally get off?
Well, actually, I'm here, there, and everywhere.
Well, that's true. I guess as a business owner, you're never off work.
I'm home right, but I'm home right now, but I'm working.
Right.
Okay, so here's what's going on. You guys made me the offer, but originally, I think, and I'm not 100% sure because I threw it away. Originally, the way I got in touch with you guys was I got something in the mail that said, we can get you 200. You're pre-approved for $250,000 for as low as 3%. This ain't exactly that. And I think I know why. But on top of that, I got a call from OnDeck. So, who I've worked with before. So it seems, apparently, my understanding is that they've kind of run out of people to they've run out of people to contact who are responding, so that they're now sending it out and letting other people broker their services. And I assume that's for an additional fee.
No, I gotta explain that to you first, but you can continue.
Yeah, I mean, that's my assumption, but
Okay.
I could be wrong. Anyway, so gentleman
No, yeah.
Noel Joseph called me and spoke to me,
Yeah.
and I told him what had you know I told him what had happened previously, because I had basically the same kind of offer. I didn't look exactly, but basically the same kind of offer from OnDeck, and didn't go with that because it's just, I mean, that's a lot of money.
I agree.
It's very high rates. So, especially when I was looking forward to and thinking, oh, nice, 3%. Okay, so that's my story.
Sure. So the mailer, actually, I think Olivia did a like a follow-up call or a cold call to you actually, and got in touch with you, Olivia, originally. But the flyer, we send it periodically to businesses that are within our system, within a certain industry, with a certain type of business credit. So that's probably where you got the flyer from. But the flyer, the 3%, I think you might say something about like 5 years or 7 years or something like that too. That's for our secured loans, which means basically equipment. So if you purchase a piece of equipment, it's secured by it, it's backed by it. So if, God forbid something happens to
Right,
your
I
payment.
understand. You can repossess.
Exactly, yeah. So by nature of this loan being unsecured, it is by nature going to be a little bit more expensive. Then let's just say, for example, like a traditional line of credit at the bank, that sort of thing, like the one that you have right now with Chase, it's probably a little bit more expensive than that one, right?
3%, or what you're offering me.
Oh, the one that you have at like the bank, like compare ours to like your Chase line of credit. I'm sure
Oh,
ours
my
is
case.
much more expensive or somewhat
Oh
more expensive,
yeah.
right?
No, much, much,
Yeah.
much more.
Yeah.
Yes.
But the good thing is with ours, and I think you had a working capital loan before. The good thing is with ours, it's what we call like a disciplined program where you're for sure going to get it paid off. It's not going to get stuck in a limbo of, you're making, bare minimum payments, maybe a little bit more when you have a good month, but you get stuck paying the loan off for years and you never get it paid off and it's still on your books. So that's how these loans are structured. It's working capital because the capital is going to be working for you. You're going to make your return and you can pay us back and, go to the next project after that. So that's how it's structured and that's why it's going to be a little bit more expensive than other loans that are backed by other things. And then going back to the on deck, this loan, what we do is we try to do our best to do everything in-house. like the whole loan in-house. But when there's certain risk involved or a certain industry or a certain amount that you're requesting is above what we can offer here, what we do is we partner with select lenders that we have partnership with, and we share the risk, basically. They do 50% of the loan. We do 50% of the loan. We share the risk, and then we're able to help you do, you know, whatever it is that you need.
Okay.
So that's why on deck, Polly reached out to you. We actually have had him reach out to you directly, which we usually don't, because you were a pre-existing, you're a customer of theirs before. So they have access to files that we can't see. So that's what we told our rep over there to give you a call to follow with you that way, because he can see other things. So that's how this loan is structured. We're partnering with them on this loan so we can share the risk.
All righty. Okay, understood. As I said, it's just way too expensive.
Okay, for the 6 month and the 9 month?
Yeah, both of them are just way too expensive. The load's just way too high.
Okay, what can you, is it like the daily payment is too high or the total payback is too high?
Well, the total payback.
Okay, because actually the 6 months that I sent over to you is actually one of the, it's actually a discounted rate. It's actually, and you, if you do a renewal with us, your interest is forgiven. So let's just say, for example, you take it for 6 months. In 4 months, you wanted to do a renewal. The remaining interest is forgiven.
Right.
You save thousands of dollars there, and then you get more additional capital on top.
Right. Let me get it open in front of me. Let's see. Okay. Friday. Yes, you've been approved. Okay. Well, actually, let's see. Well.
Oh, actually, sorry. It was 12 months. I was looking at the wrong thing.
Yeah, it's 12
months.
12 months
is 18 months. So I was looking at my renewal option number.
It's 50. Yeah, for the 12 months, it's $57,000 on 250, which I think was a 23% load.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's 23 cents on a dollar.
Right. Right.
Interest.
Well, what you call a load, you know, which comes out to obviously even more than 23%. I mean, it's, you know, it's huge. You know, as an APR, I mean, I don't know quite how to figure it, because this is not, you know, I mean, usually an APR is on a, you know,
annual basis.
Usually it's on an annual basis, and it's based on a you know, this is what I would call, not being in the industry, what I would call a mortgage-type loan, you know, where you're paying it down constantly rather than a term loan.
This is termed. It's termed. It's only 12 months.
No, I understand that, but the payback is daily. See, to me, I'm, like I said, I'm not in the industry, so my verbiage may not be correct.
No worries.
But to me, a term loan is like, okay, I'm going to borrow $1,000 from you. I'm going to pay you the $1,000 back in 12 months. And I'm going to pay you, you know, $1,100. So that would be a 10% APR, very roughly.
Okay.
It isn't exactly right, actually. But, you know, this is more like a mortgage where you're paying off, you know, it's harder to figure because you're paying it off a mortgage normally monthly, in this case daily. So the, you know, the actual interest rate you're paying is even much higher even than you know, that apparent, you know, than that load of 23%.
It's actually a smaller APR, because APR, for example, let's just say like a 3% APR. At the end of it, if you're using the same like conversion as what we're using for this loan, it comes out to be three times as much. So it's actually a 9% instead of a 3% usually.
Okay.
Because it's compounded differently, whereas ours, it doesn't compound. It's just set and that sort of thing, if that makes sense.
Sort of, kind of. But anyway, it's just going to be too much.
Okay.
There's no origination fee on these, are there? Because actually, I had gotten a
I don't
call
believe
from
so.
who did I get a call from? I got a call the day before from somebody from you guys. I forgot what his name was. It was a he. And I don't know what his name was. Because, like I
It's
said, I'm not
okay.
in my office. I jotted it down on a piece of paper.
No worries. I can see
But
in my system if someone
and
has called you.
I think on top of it all, he said there was a 1.25 or 2.25 origination fee.
Let me see here. One second. Was it Dennis?
I
Then
believe,
he.
yes, it was Dennis, yes. Dennis, yes.
I can check with you if there is a origination fee, but I don't see
Well,
it
that'll just make it
here.
worse.
Right, yes. But let's just talk back to so what do you need now? 'Cause obviously, 'cause the rate, I mean, to be honest, from what I've seen with the hundreds of loans that I've been through, the rate that you have right now, the 23 cents on a dollar, is actually really, really good. It's actually the discount that we had to ask basically OnDeck to give us our approval to give them to give you this percentage. And you can believe me or not, but from what I see, this is actually a really cheap one compared to a lot of other competitors, your competitors or any other businesses that I work with. But so I don't want to lose this, you know, the 23 cents on a dollar offer. So for you, how much do you need right now? Because if you don't need the 250, we can work with something lower. And obviously there is a capital need for you right now, and because otherwise we wouldn't be talking, right? So what do you need like right now?
No, I need the whole 250, but I just can't pay that.
Is it does your ROI not, you know, make sense with it? Does the your ROI, like your return on your
Right,
investment, like
right, right, right.
okay. Let's see here. Let me see what I can do. Do you need a 250 all at one time, or can you work with, let's say, 150,000 first, and then like in 2 months you can get more?
No, I need it all at once.
Okay. Okay. Well, I can see what we can do, but honestly, that rate is just like
Yeah,
it's
I
like the really
understand.
the lowest, the lowest. But do you have another avenue that you can, you know, get capital from right now?
Yeah, I'll probably find a way.
Like as in like another like working capital or like a friend or family sort of thing.
More business. I mean, more and more. Well, there's a company called C2FO. Do you know of them?
C2FO? No, I don't. Let me see.
Well, they kind of. They're
That's like
interesting. I don't
financial
know exactly.
technology.
Excuse me?
I'm just reading their description,
Yeah,
financial
yeah.
technology company.
Ain't the computer? Ain't Google wonderful? Yeah, basically what they do, I don't know exactly how they do it or the exact mechanisms, but basically what happens is, let's say you've got let's say Amazon. That's what we started out with. Amazon is one of your customers. And your dating with Amazon is, let's say, 30 days. Okay? Amazon may decide that they have extra capital right at the moment. Their cash flow is good. I'm just, it's Amazon. But anyway,
I'm sure their cash flow is
they'll
great.
decide we have some capital, and instead of paying you in 30 days, we're ready to pay you now, which is actually only 10 days. So through C2FO, they create an auction, sort of.
Okay.
And you give them a percentage that you're willing to go up to, and if they accept it, then they will accept it, and then they will pay you right away and take the discount. So that's one way in which we can finance things sometimes.
Okay. So, have you used
Um,
them
and
before?
and other other customers are also doing this without using C2 3PO or whatever their name is C2FO. They're doing it, and you know they have their own internal program where they'll send you something because their cash flow is good right now. They'll send you something. We owe you $40,000. Our terms with you are 60 days. It's been, you know, it's now 20 days. We'll be paying you 40 days early, and we're offering it. They usually give you an offer as opposed to you bidding on it. They'll tell you, okay, you know, if we take X discount, 2% or whatever, 3%, you know, will you take the money? So there are other ways.
Okay. Have you used them before?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. How fast?
They're just obviously
fast?
A little... Oh, well, some of them very, very fast. I mean, usually with Amazon, you know, it's the next day. You know, you bid, and then the next day you get paid.
I see.
Right
okay.
in.
Oh, yeah. Right, for your Amazon sale,
you know,
basically.
Of course, they're, you know, it's at their pleasure. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They don't necessarily always offer you that on all the monies they owe you.
Mm-hmm.
It's when they're in a position where their cash flow is such that they can do that or are willing, you know, want to do that.
Mm, I see.
Anyway,
okay. That's
yeah,
new. I've never heard of them, actually.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So right, as of right now, this is a...
So as of right
you
now,
don't
I'm
want
to Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, if anything, if that doesn't work out and you need some extra cash, you still have
mm-hmm.
the 250. So if you just need 100K or 150 or whatever it is, we can still
mm-hmm.
do that for you.
Okay. All right.
And,
appreciate it.
Sure. And then if I can, I can see if I can squeeze in sort of any sort of like discount in there for you, if there's
mm-hmm.
any, you know, left over. But what can you afford, like, let's just say, for example, like per month on like a monthly output?
It's not a per month thing. I mean, I look at it as an interest, you know, as an interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the way I'm looking at it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, let me go back to the drawing board and see if there's anything we can do, and then
yeah.
I'll touch base with you later.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, John.
Yep. No problem. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.